Let's check some high school volleyball results. Regional action held last night in the smaller classes. In 1A play last night in Region 2, it was Arweva over Woodbine in 3 straight. Westwood beat West Harrison 3-0. Kingsley Pearson downing Charter Oak Ute 3-0. In Class 1A Region 3, Sydney over Heartland Christian 3-0. Fremont Mills a 3-game sweep over Riverside. East Mills defeating Griswold in 3. Mount Air beat Diagonal 3 in a row. Bedford 3 straight over Lamoni. Stanton downs Lennox 3 in a row. Essex, a 3-game sweep over South Page last night. In Region 4 in Class 1A, it was Coon Rapids Bayard over Glidden-Ralston 3-2. Adair Casey edging Peyton Sherdan in 3 straight. Exira EHK got by Cam 3-2. Grandview Christian over Nottoway Valley 3-1. Murray over Iowa Christian Academy 3-1. East Union beat Orient Maxburg 3-0. In Class 2A play last night, in Region 2, it was IKM Manning over South Central Calhoun 3-2. In Class 2A Region 3 play, Underwood beat Logan Magnolia 3-1. Southwest Valley over Clarinda Academy 3-0. Missouri Valley topping AHSTW 3-0. And West Central Valley a winner over Earlham in 3 straight. Also in regular season volleyball last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Lewis Central over Shenandoah 3 in a row. Red Oak swept 3 from Creston. Glenwood downed Kemper Catholic 3-1 last night. Well, the Kansas City Royals are one victory away from returning to the World Series. Ben Zobrist tagged R.A. Dickey for a 2-run homer in a 4-run first inning. Alex Rios went deep leading off the second, and the Royals routed the Blue Jays 14-2 to take a commanding 3-1 lead in the American League Championship Series. Alcides Escobar had 4 RBIs. Kane drove in 3 runs as the Royals bounced back from an 11-8 loss on Monday. Kansas City was up 5-2 in the 7th before breaking away with 9 runs late. The Royals can return to the World Series with a victory in Game 5 in Toronto today. The Royals send out Edinson Volquez for the clincher against Toronto's Marco Estrada. The New York Mets are one victory away from sweeping the Chicago Cubs and going to their first World Series since 2000. Daniel Murphy tied a major league record by homering in his 5th straight postseason game, leading the Mets past the Cubs 5-2 last night to take a 3-0 lead in their National League Championship Series. It was the Mets' first win at Wrigley Field since May 19th of 2013. The Mets got a run-scoring double from Yoenis Cespedes to take an early 1-0 lead in the first inning. Cespedes and David Wright each had 3 hits in the game. Jason DeGrom won his 3rd road game of the postseason. He allowed 2 runs on 4 hits, striking out 7 over 7 innings. Tyler Clippard and Jurys Familia finished up with 2 scoreless innings of relief. It was Familia's 5th save of the playoffs. The lone bright spot for the Cubs was Kyle Schwarber's home run in the first inning. That's his 5th homer of the postseason, and that sets a Cubs franchise record. The Mets will send out rookie Steven Matz as they go for the sweep tonight. Jason Hamill will go for the Cubs this evening. Kansas City Royals pitcher Edinson Volquez says teammate Johnny Cueto believes the Toronto Blue Jays were stealing signs in their Game 3 victory Monday night in the American League Championship Series. Volquez, Kansas City's Game 5 starter, says Cueto thought the Blue Jays were having signs relayed to them from center field during an 11-8 win. Cueto was chased with no outs in the 3rd inning, having allowed 8 runs and 6 hits. Volquez says, "I think he said last night they got a guy in center field. You see how hard it is. He looks to center field and he sees everybody do this or do that. It's really hard to do that." The Yankees pitcher Masahiro Tanaka has undergone arthroscopic surgery to remove a bone spur from his right elbow. The team says the typical recovery time includes 6 weeks of exercise and strengthening, followed by a throwing program. Kansas is the preseason pick to win its 12th consecutive Big 12 basketball title. All-American forward Perry Ellis opted to return for his senior season, and he'll be joined by talented guards Wayne Selden, Frank Mason, and Devontae Graham, all players who logged crucial minutes as the Jayhawks rolled to another conference championship last season. But there is plenty of talent around the league. Oklahoma returns All-American guard Buddy Hield, who may have been a first-round pick had he declared for the draft last season. He'll be joined by fellow seniors Isaiah Cousins and Ryan Spangler, who also started all 35 games for Oklahoma a year ago. Iowa State may have a new coach in Steve Prohm, but George Niang, Jameel McKay, and Naz Long are seniors who bring high expectations to the Cyclones. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says the move to morning practices this season may have been a bigger adjustment for the coaches than the players. After studying it for a couple of years, Ferentz decided in the offseason to move practice time from the afternoon to 8 a.m.
It's very different. We're seven games into the season. I still have to look at my little printed out schedule every day just to make sure I'm not screwing something up. So Very disoriented as a coach, but I think, you know, what we're enjoying is the guys like working out in the morning, and we've seen that in the auto season as well. So I think the players like it from that standpoint, and, you know, we've seen a few other benefits too.
Ferentz says it's a move that the players have liked.
Another side benefit is it's at least at our institution, it's better for us academically. You know, night classes have become pretty popular, and late afternoon classes. So I think it gives the players a lot more freedom academically. It gives them a better opportunity to get the classes they really want to be in, and you know, it's really, I think, been helpful that way as well.
The 12th-ranked Hawkeyes are off this week. They'll return to action at home on October 31st against Maryland in a game that's been set for 2:30 in the afternoon. The Northern Iowa Panthers have 5 games remaining, and Coach Mark Farley believes the Panthers will need to win them all to qualify for the FCS National Playoffs. UNI is 0-3 in the Missouri Valley race, and next up, they have to visit 6th-ranked South Dakota State. The good news for the Panthers is that they have faced similar situations in the past and won out.
I think everybody's looking for something like that to try to inspire them to do it this time. That's never worked for me because, you know, it's just a different team, and if you think it's going to happen because we did it before, that's usually when you fall on your face.
The Panthers are coming off a 24-19 home loss to Western Illinois, and Farley says they need more consistent efforts.
This particular team has some things they have to take care of to be able to make that happen, and they just have to look at, you know, this first game. If you start looking at a bigger vision of the thing, you go right past a quarter or a play that will make a difference in this game.
Despite a 2-4 overall record, the Panthers are still ranked 25th in the FCS coaches poll, and 5 wins to close the season would likely be enough to get them a playoff spot. Ohio State coach Urban Meyer has announced that JT Barrett will get the started quarterback Saturday against Rutgers, replacing Cardell Jones. Barrett lost the starting job to Jones following a closely watched quarterback battle in the offseason for the top-ranked Buckeyes, but Jones has struggled to find the form that helped him lead the Buckeyes to the national title last season. Ohio State heads into Saturday's game with a 7-0 record. Tiger Woods has not started rehabilitation for a second back surgery that he had a month ago, and he says he faces another tedious and long process that suggests it might be a while before he competes again. Woods last played at the Wyndham Championship on August 23rd, where he tied for 10th for his best finish at a PGA Tour event in nearly 2 years. Woods hasn't won since the 2013 Bridgestone Invitational for his 79th career win on the PGA Tour, just 3 short of the record held by Sam Snead. He has 14 majors, and that's 4 back of Jack Nicklaus, but he hasn't won a major since the 2008 U.S. Open. Also in golf news, Rich Beem has agreed to give his spot in the Hong Kong Open to Ian Poulter, who otherwise would have lost his European Tour membership and had been ineligible to play in the Ryder Cup next year. Poulter has to play a minimum of 13 events on the European Tour to keep his membership and be eligible for the Ryder Cup, where he's compiled a 12-4-2 record and was largely responsible for 2 of the last 3 European wins. The 2002 PGA Championship winner says it was just the right thing to do. For the first time in nearly 70 years, the British Open is going to be held outside of England or Scotland when it's staged in Northern Ireland in 2019. The Royal and Ancient, the organizing body of the Open, has announced that the Open will be held at Royal Portrush in 2019. At last hosted the championship in 1951. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.